creatures was moving with one purpose. The army was made up of very small blue men, some wearing pointy caps, but most with their red hair uncovered. None was more than 6 inches high. They lined up and looked down into this new place, and then, swords waving, raised a battle cry. But it sounded as though every single small warrior had a battle cry of his own and would fight anyone who tried to take it away from him.
Knock, knock, figo! Gee, such a kicking! Big jobs! Knock, knock, figo! Wahey! Wahey, you sell your buggin'!
The people who lived in Locre didn't think much about the world outside. The world outside, though, thought about them. A black coach rattled across the moorlands. It was travelling light, but darkness came with it. It seemed to be dragging the night behind it. The horses were black, and each had a black plume between its ears. There was a black plume at each corner of the coach as well. On the top of the moor, it creaked to a halt. The horses stood still. The coachman sat hunched over his reins, waiting. Four figures flew just above the clouds in the silvery moonlight.